The Palestinian Authority has filed a lawsuit to the International Court of Justice against the United States for moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The PA is asking the ICJ to compel the U.S. to shut down its embassy in the occupied city as it violates the 1961 Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. The accord says an embassy must be located in a host country and not in an occupied city.
We headed to the International Court of Justice first to annul the relocation of the U.S. Embassy that violates all international accords. Al-Quds is a city that was occupied in 1967 and it should be treated like other occupied Palestinian territories. We hope there would be strong resolve to follow up the Israeli crimes and the violations committed by the U.S.
Palestinians are calling on the International Court of Justice to declare the U.S. embassy move a violation of the international law. They are also calling for pressure on Washington into withdrawing the diplomatic mission from the Holy City. In 2012, Palestine was granted non-member observer status at the United Nations that allowed the Palestinians to join UN bodies such as the Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court. Now Palestinians can present petitions to both courts against the United States and Israel for what they call illegal and aggressive actions against Palestinians.
This court won't examine the lawsuit if the United States does not agree to discuss the case. That is why we already know the result. Washington will not accept this. We have to go to all international institutions. We want our cause to be always alive.
In December 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump officially declared Jerusalem Al-Quds as Israel's capital. And in May, he relocated the U.S. embassy to the occupied Holy City. The Palestinians are heading to the international institutions to fight for their cause and save their land. Observers say there's a high possibility to lose this political battle. However, confronting Washington would be a Palestinian achievement, regardless of the consequences. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.